Welcome to the All Dogs Are Good Dog podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Dick from Pack Leader Help, and today we're going to be making sense of dog behavior and dog training for the everyday dog person. Welcome back to another episode of All Dogs Are Good Dogs. I'm your host, Brianna Dick, and today we're going to be talking about your dog jumping on people when they come over, or in general terms, your dog not being able to calm down when you have guests over. This is definitely a common theme. You've probably been over to a friend's house, maybe your dog struggles with having people over, and it's something that I want to talk about today and break down step by step how we can make our lives a little bit easier when we have guests over with dogs. Before I get into that, I want to ask if you've listened to the podcast before, it would mean so much if you would leave us a review either on Spotify, Apple, and I'm not sure if Google Play has reviews, but if you want to share it and let other people know, this is how I'm able to help other people who are struggling with their dog's behavior for free. And I really want to keep this a free thing that I do consistently. So it would help so much, and I would be eternally grateful if you were like, hey, wow, 5 stars. This is the best dog training podcast I've ever listened to. All right, let's get into it. I have almost every client's house that I go to. When I get there, their dog jumps all over me. I have dogs who will jump for 5 minutes, and then I have dogs who are jumping for the full hour and a half. And in my mind, I'm like, how the fuck do you live like this? Because when I have even a 60-pound dog jumping all over me, tearing my shirts and, you know, my clothes right when I get in there, and it's like that all the time, I cannot comprehend how this is such an ongoing issue for owners. For me, addressing jumping is ridiculously simple. It's a very, very, very simple process. It's probably where I draw my hardest line in the sand when it comes to dog training, because I'm not an overly corrective trainer. I don't really use punishment or correction very often. And so when it comes to jumping, yes, we want to understand why the dog might be jumping, but this is definitely a behavior that I'm comfortable suppressing and correcting right off the bat, only because I've seen the dangers of this. I've seen children have to get stitches and being knocked over. I've seen clients lose teeth, and this is why they call me, because their dog jumped on them when they got home and they fell and they knocked teeth out. I obviously see the more extreme end of jumping, and I think it's a very easily addressable issue. And so why does the dog jump, and how can we address that when people aren't there, and also when people come over to the home. Dogs jump for a multitude of reasons, typically due to excitement. I'm excited that you're home, or I'm excited that someone's there. And they learn in puppyhood, usually, that if they're excited and they jump, they're going to get pets, they're going to get attention, they're going to get someone touching them. So dogs learn jumping only through human contact, because if you look at how dog to dog greet each other, they're not jumping all over each other. And if they are, one dog's probably going to correct the other dog and say, hey dude, that's not how we say hello. So dogs and other dogs can smell each other. Even dogs who jump on people, they don't jump on other dogs, because they know that that's not the proper way to greet. So it's definitely heavily conditioned on the human's end, where we give them, we say, hey, oh my gosh, I miss you. Or maybe you even just keep your hands down at your sides when you get home and your dog's jumping on you, because maybe you didn't have the dog when it was a puppy. But more often than not, this is learned in puppyhood, and we don't deter it enough in puppyhood, and so it continues on. So excitement is really a really big reason that dogs jump. Another reason could be fear and anxiety. Sometimes when a dog is in an uncomfortable situation, they will learn to jump on the human because that might give them some attention. Maybe they think they'll get support there. And so it's almost like an anxious response. It's like a displacement behavior, if you will, to fear or anxiety or just social discomfort. Now, that's not as common. Like when people come over, the dog is jumping out of excitement, but you could also get, I see this more in guard dog breeds, dogs jump to sort of claim space, or just to let them know, hey, this is my house, this is my territory. I just want to let you know that I'm large and in charge. That's more rare. People assume that very frequently, but I do not see that very commonly. Again, it's more in those guarding breeds, maybe a Rottweiler, maybe a Doberman, maybe a German Shepherd, maybe a, you know, I don't really see that in guardian livestock breeds, but Again, those guardian breeds that you would typically see, they definitely like to let you know that this is their home, which is, you know, not necessarily ideal if we don't have control over that. So now that we've talked a little bit about why do dogs jump, because that's important. If we don't realize how we are influencing and we are conditioning the behavior, it's not really fair to then correct the dog for jumping and then go right back to our shitty habits. So you might say, hey, Brianna, my dog doesn't jump on me. They only jump on other people. Well, then this is where we have to advocate for the dog and make sure that we're not letting humans reinforce behaviors we don't want. And that comes down to, you need to get comfortable with maybe having an uncomfortable conversation, which is, hey, mom, you can't just let, you know, buddy jump all over you. Or, hey, neighbor, you know, I'm really trying to train my dog. I'd really appreciate it if you didn't let him jump on you. And if you feel like you cannot control the other person's behavior, which typically we can't, then you just don't put your dog in that situation. So that means the dog stays on a leash when they are going over. Maybe you're going over to a family or friend's house, or they're coming over to you, or whatever it might be. That dog has got to be on a leash if we're working on jumping, because what's going to happen is they're going to be at the door. Your dog rushes over. You're already in a reactionary state in lieu of being preventative, and that's going to set you and your dog up to fail. So if you have a situation, I'll first talk about what do I do when it comes to other people and my dog sort of jumping there. And then maybe what do I do if my dog's jumping on me? So first, if your dog's jumping on other people in the home, I want to make sure that we always talk about communication management and then training. Before I jump into telling you to correct your dog, I want to make sure you understand how to clearly communicate with your dog and that your dog understands, you know, reward and like leash pressure. Do they understand how to be responsive to leash pressure before you go around popping the leash on them, right? But if your dog understands that, and maybe you've listened to other podcasts or you've watched my videos on Instagram and YouTube at Pack Leader Help, maybe you understand, okay, I've got these skills down, what do I do next? Well, anytime someone comes over, anytime, I don't care if you have to tell them, hey, give me 1 minute while I leash up my dog. Anytime your dog is greeting a person, there has got to be a leash on. And maybe they have to drag a leash around for a couple of weeks to make sure you can reinforce this behavior. But I'll run through a couple of different options. Number one, when they jump on someone, if you've conditioned like a leave it marker or like a no or a negative, like basically just lets the dog know, hey, don't move towards that thing. I use leave it a lot. Some people say, no, whatever it might be. A disagreement, essentially. You can say no and you can give them leash pressure to get them to get off the person because it's probably their nails. It's not cute. It's not fun. It doesn't feel good. I promise you, even though the person might be laughing and be like, it's fine. It's not fine. Don't let your dog jump. So it's not cute at any, you know, if your dog's 10 pounds, fine, let it go. If your dog's more than that, please stop. So we have the dog on leash and they go to jump up on someone and I'm like, and I use a little leash pressure. And then when they stop, I can reward that. Another option is if they are jumping on people and for whatever reason you're not prepared, you can have that person, if your dog is human friendly, and this is just for excitement, this isn't for a dog who's like jumping because they're uncomfortable or maybe they're being, I hate the word dominant, but maybe they're being that guardian breed, you can hold the dog's paws. I've actually tried this on my very pervasive jumpers. I want to introduce conflict in the dog's behavior of jumping on a human. Because people might say, well, hey, you're correcting them when they're excited to see you. Now they're going to kind of be confused. I've corrected thousands of dogs for jumping on me, and they're never not excited to see me. They are just hesitant to use their body on me, which is what I want. I want my dog to be like, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe that's not that fun. You want some level of hesitation when your dog is thinking about jumping on you because it hurts and it might not bother you as much, but there's going to be a situation likely where you need your dog not to jump and they jump and then they hurt someone or they knock something down and then you get really frustrated at them. So let's set our dogs up for success by showing them if you jump on someone, it's not going to be fun. Now, this does not mean we need to hammer the dog down or that we need to be overly corrective. We always meet the dog where they're at. I think it can be kind of tricky in podcast form to talk about this, but I think for the average person, they can sort of figure out the right level of intensity they need to be and say, no, that's not what I'm looking for. So another option is some people prefer to throw food on the ground when people come over so that they do a food scatter. So that person comes in, your dog is totally losing it, they're super excited, and they will throw food on the ground. I think that's a good option, but I prefer to pair that with a leash correction. You jump, it's not fun. You stop, I scatter food on the ground. It's also helpful in pivoting the dog's mind between, that wasn't really comfortable, to, oh, there's food. Because I don't want them to stay in that discomfort for long at all. I really want it to just be a momentary interruption, and then I quickly pivot them to something that feels good. So I'll use like a leave it cue here. Like they go to try and jump on that person, leave it, leash pressure, they stop. I'll yes and reward them with some food. That has been very, very helpful. And it really depends on how intense the dog is. My high energy, high drive dogs, they're not easily deterred by anything physical. So you do have to make sure you're rewarding the behaviors you want. Some people will say, put your dog in a sit. The problem is, if your dog is jumping on people when they come in, they're not going to stay in a sit. They're already too excited. You can try it, and I'm not saying don't try that out by putting them in a sit. It's just I don't really see that as really helpful in the beginning because the dog is really overstimulated, and they're not really going to be good at holding that obedience cue right off the bat. So the steps are, you are always prepared when people come over with a leash on. And if you're like, well, Brianna, you know, my kids are going in and out of the house and I don't always have, this is where I can't manage your household for you, right? I'm only here to help you set the dog up for success. If you're unsure, make sure. So if you're unsure if people are going to be running in and out of the house, maybe that's not the time to have the dog out and about if we're working on the behavior of jumping. Maybe I need to leash them and keep them with me. Maybe I need to gate them off. Maybe I can just gate them off in the area. You know, some people are crating the dog. Some people might leash the dog and keep them with them. So that way they can avoid the rehearsal of the behavior. Because if you let the dog practice this behavior day in and day out, maybe not every day, but maybe every single time someone comes over, you're like, well, I didn't know that they were going to come in or whatever. Just be prepared. Have a leash there ready to go. Have some leash and some cookies there ready to go to give your dog information when people come over. Now, when it comes to your dog jumping on you, my first inclination is to move into the dog's space. I have never in my entire career or the hundreds of my colleagues' careers, I've never once seen turning away deter jumping, ever. If it worked, I promise I would be using that method because I want to be the best dog trainer in the world. I want to be the most efficient. I want to be the most fair. I want to be the most ethical. I just want to be the best. Turning around will not deter your dog from jumping, especially if it's a self-reinforcing behavior. And what I mean by that is if your dog is finding value, fun, enjoyment, anything positive in jumping on you without you giving them attention, what you have is a self-reinforcing behavior. And ignoring a self-reinforcing behavior can never extinguish it. You have to do something to deter or redirect that behavior. And I think a lot of dogs find jumping fun. So us ignoring it is not going to be enough. Because if it was, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You've probably tried, you Googled how to get my dog to stop jumping, and someone said, you should turn away from them. And then it never fucking works. So try it, see that it doesn't work, and then move on to some of the other exercises that we're talking about during this podcast. So I'll move into the dog's space. I'll keep moving until they stop. And then when they stop, you can reward them. Or if I don't have food, I just won't use food. This is my hard line in the sand with dogs. Like, jumping is not something I'm going to, like, reward the dog out of. I'm just not going to allow the dog to jump on me because it's not safe. So you can move into their space, you can throw cookies on the ground, you can use, you know, the leave. If they're jumping on you right when you get home, maybe you need to put a gate up or crate them so that way you can remove a bit of the excitement right when you get home, right? Or if you have, you know, if you want to keep treats in your car or a leash in your car, whatever might be easier. So right when you get home, you can throw some treats down and deter them from jumping on you. You can try that. Or if you want to try the whole, we'll leash them up really quick and then throw treats, you can try that. I don't know how realistic that is, but I'm just spitballing here. So that's an option there. But the other part of this is making sure that you are not giving your dog attention right when you get home. People aren't giving your dog attention right when they meet them or right when they see them. Allow your dog to calm down and be a little bit more neutral before you give them eye contact, touching them, talking, you know, to them, any of that stuff. Because it's going to be a very confusing message if you are reinforcing a lot of excitable behavior and then punishing them for that excitable behavior. So do yourself and your dog a favor and ignore them. Wait till they relax. Ignoring is not being mean. It allows your dog to greet you in a very dog way, which is through their nose. When we involve all of our human BS, the talking, the baby, you know, all of that stuff, even though sometimes it can be fun and sometimes we want to give into that because our dogs are perfect, amazing, and adorable, I want to make sure that I'm being really clear with the dog, and I don't want it to be unfair on their end. If I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed you, and then they jump on me and then I correct them, that wasn't fair. You were sending a mixed message. So make sure that whoever is interacting with your dog, and that includes you, that you're not hyping them up during greetings, because that's just going to make your life a lot easier. When it comes to people coming over, because now we can get into that, you have to be prepared. Like, there's no getting, I don't have this magic thing. Like, I was with the clients the other day and their dog jumped at me for like the full hour and a half. And they're like, well, what, you know, what do we do when people come over and the dog jumps and pees? And I was like, well, first of all, maybe keep a leash on the dog. And they're like, what? Like, they looked at me like I had three heads. And I was like, what do you, I'm sorry. How do you expect to stop the jumping? I am not a magician. I'm not a wizard. I cannot just magically teach your dog without any sort of physical reinforcement that they can't jump. Like, I wish I was. Maybe someday I'll get there. But you have to physically reinforce verbally what you're sharing. If I'm saying the word off, what does off mean? So I'll ask people, you know, when you tell your dog no or off, what do they do? They don't listen. They don't do anything. I'm like, okay, well, how did you condition that? And they're like, what? I'm like, how does your dog know what the word no means? And they're like, oh, you know, maybe I'm misunderstanding how I can teach my dog what that word means. So again, for me, I use a leave it cue. So I teach the dog, if you move towards that person when you are a banshee and you're really excited, you're going to get corrected. I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to use a little bit of leash pressure to kind of pull you back in, reel you in like a fish, essentially. When you stop moving towards that person, I'm going to heavily reward you with food. So I always disincentivize the movement towards, I incentivize the movement away. But there has to be a physical repercussion for the jumping behavior, or else it's not going to stop. For the average dog who I'm doing behavior modification with, you know, there might be other people who have other alternatives, and that might take them months longer to work on this jumping thing. But I just don't think there's just not a ton of fallout to, you can't jump on me. My dogs are still excited to see me when I get home. They just don't jump on me because they know that I'm going to correct them. Just like if they try to jump on a new dog that they had never met before, that dog's going to use their mouth and say, mm-mm, that's a boundary. I don't like when you do that. So for me, it's perfectly okay. I think if someone jumped into this podcast and never listened to before, they would think maybe I'm like a compulsion trainer, but that's really not. I'm not saying go out there and correct your dog left and right. I'm saying be clear about your messaging by ignoring your dog when they're really excited right when you get there and have other people do the same. And then make sure you're setting them up for success by saying, here's the boundary, you're not allowed to jump on them. Another thing people will do is they'll step on the leash. That's absolutely an option. That's going to depend on how intense your dog is about jumping and how excited they are and maybe how much energy they have. I've seen this work sometimes, and then I've seen it work not at all. So that is an option. So we have throwing cookies on the floor. We have holding the dog's paws. You have like teaching like a leave it cue and using the leash and food. You have throwing the food on the ground. So you have a couple different options here to deter that jumping behavior. And now that I've made this and you're going to send it to all your friends who have jumping dogs, we are going to solve this jumping dog pandemic that we have, because it's so, I can't even tell you how simple it is. Like within 24 hours, you got to let your dog know jumping is just not acceptable. It is not a difficult thing. And I trust and believe that each and every one of you are like, cool, I got this. Next couple of days, we're going to get this done. If your dog is like pervasively jumping on you, for me, that's just like a little relationship issue we might need to work on with personal space and intimate space. If the dog is really comfortable taking space like that, I would just be setting more physical boundaries with them and maybe being a bit more clear or assertive. And I do not mean aggressive. This is not like, we're not doing dog whisperer shit by like touching or like kicking or popping the dog when I'm saying this. I just mean there might be, you maybe just need to be a little bit more assertive about your space when you're like, no, like it's like if a creepy guy was all up on you, you'd be like, absolutely not. That's the energy I need you to bring when your dog jumps on you and you didn't sort of ask for that. All right, well, I think I was going to make this into people coming over, but I lied. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to stick to jumping. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I think people just need to hear that. And so I'm going to leave you with that. I hope you guys have a great week. And if you have any questions or anything you want me to talk about in the podcast, shoot me a message on Instagram or my website. Or if you want, put the question in the review and I will answer that. All right, bye, guys.